Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Laura, did you finish your sexual harassment training?
Of course,
Shout
I did.
Out to Africa,
you got it done.
Yeah.
God, we had no time though, and the thing's so long.
I just did it right as soon as we get off the air. I was like, let me just get this out the way.
Shawna, you finished too?
I did. I went home and did it. They said they needed it, so I was like, let me just
knock it out. Shawna and I were responsible. They told us you have a deadline, so we did it.
Yeah. Okay, first of all, hold on. No, have I finished yet? No.
No.
Did I do it a year ago? Yes. Do I
not understand why?
You're supposed to do it every year.
By the way, it definitely didn't used to be every year.
I think
we weren't doing this training every year.
We were supposed to. Yes, we've done it every year.
I don't think sexual harassment training has been required every year.
It's possible last year maybe got skipped because it was a weird year.
No, we did it last year.
We did it the year before.
For sure.
Yeah, we definitely did it the year before.
Yep.
Yo,
And the year before that.
Because I remember coming in like, wait a minute.
Again? No, it's annoying.
Yeah.
It's annoying.
I don't remember this being, I've not done this 14, 15 times, but whatever.
True.
Can they give us more than one day's notice?
They actually did. They actually emailed you to the work email that you don't check.
I just re-signed up for that. Wait, hold on.
Yes,
so wait, you got it prior to yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just chose to wait for the last day.
Yeah.
But you had it in your email the whole time.
Yep.
All of you guys felt that way.
Yeah.
So when Griff told us yesterday, y'all know you have to do this today, you guys were like, absolutely, Griff, I've been waiting for the day.
No, I was like, I've been stalling, but now that there's a deadline, fine, I'll do it.
Well, I did not know about this, and they know I don't check that email. Y'all are just lying. We get on the radio and they're lying through their teeth.
You get mad when we're not doing it like you.
No, when Griff told us all yesterday, we all went, what?
Yeah,
I was
No one went,
that's right. It's been in my email the whole time, Peter. I can't believe it.
Today's the deadline. Okay, we'll do it.
You're the only one, man.
Yeah.
You didn't do your homework, bro.
You're the only one. And they actually sent it to the Gmail, not even the work email. Sorry.
Oh,
yeah, we all got it.
They definitely didn't send it to my Gmail.
They definitely did. I'm looking at the email right now.
Damn, yo.
No, yesterday, not prior to yesterday, they didn't. Y'all just lying, trying to get me mad. Listen,
I missed the assignment.
Yo, you want me to screenshot it?
You missed the assignment,
bro. Do whatever you want. I don't care. I'm going to get it done. In the great words of Cast One, y'all do what y'all going to do.
We did, and we turned it in yesterday.
Yeah, we all done.
I'm here first. It's me, Laura. I'm here first with my sexual harassment training. It's been done for months. I just was waiting for the last day to turn it in.
You're such a phony, baloney, teacher's pet liar. This is who I have to deal with.
Okay,
By the way, if you have to deal with something like this, I don't mean annoying coworkers. I mean trainings and like yearly things or maybe monthly things that you have to do at your job that just drive you insane.
Or like a new dress code. You know, there's some people who have new dress codes.
Right.
Or they even did it. I was told they made McDonald's employees learned Sweetie's raps.
Yes.
In order to serve the Sweetie meal.
Yeah. I read that too. Imagine you get a corporate email, you must learn the lyrics to I See.
What? That's crazy.
That's funny.
Yo, there are questions in this training that literally say things like, who deserves to have rights in their office?
There we go.
Bosses, employees, Undocumented workers.
Right.
The answer is
freelancers.
All of the above. Everyone. Let me guess. But everyone has
that's
office
a trick
rights.
Question. Yeah. That's how they. Who? That's how they who? Find the idiot that's going to go. No, you don't deserve rights in this office.
Right. Right. Exactly. Who deserves to be sexually harassed in their office? I'm going to go with no one.
No one
deserves sexual harassment in their office. So but whatever. You know, I just so y'all know. We have to do the exact same things you guys have to do.
Facts.
These trainings where you sit at a computer for 45 minutes. Yo, and they came up with a scheme now. They came up with a scheme now where you really can't speed through it.
No, right. You got to sit there and listen to the whole thing.
That you used to be able to like blaze through the whole thing, and as long as you got the questions right, you'd be good. Now it's like, no. Right. We're going to read very slowly and explain each and every slide. And by the way, of course, this stuff is important, but you know, I pride myself on not being a Neanderthal, so I do. I'd like to think I know most of these things, but these are the things you have to do. I should expand the question also, Shawnee, to not only do you have to do these annoying things, but do you also have annoying coworkers who are teachers' pets?
Excuse me, I did two of them, in fact.
Guys, just so you know,
I did do two of them.
Guys, just so you know, Cass One sent in our group chat a screenshot of Rosenberg's email and when he received it.
But where's the date? We don't believe you,
buddy. All right,
just take the L, P.
No, we don't believe. I was here yesterday when everyone heard and found out at the same time.
Look, I completed my task and did the extra credit point.
There you go, Sean.
I did mine before school even ended.
Exactly. Made a nice cover, on it, too.
Thank
you. Here, Sean. No homework for me tonight. I did it during second period.
Exactly.
That's your nerd voice? Oh, my God.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg. That's family, yeah?
With the stuff
who we got,
you know,
Shawnee? Who do we have?
You got April.
April.
Hi, good morning, everyone.
Hi, April.
What does your job make you do, April?
What's annoying? What's happening?
Oh, my goodness. So I work for a fragrance company. I'm a chemist, and I have to do environmental training and also a bribery training. So, like, you can't do things for gifts for people and stuff like that. So, like, right now, my GHS training is, like, 229 days late.
Oh, I feel you. I feel you.
Well, Rosenberg was one day late, and we were cracking on him.
Yeah.
I know.
Jeez.
Yeah, I just look at my email, and it's like, you have an engaged thing to do, and I just delete it. I'm like, whatever.
Wow, she deletes it. At least I just ignore it. I'd be like, all right, I read it, and I just keep it moving. She deletes it. Like, nope, never existed.
What if they come for you, and they say you need it, or you
never
can't
existed.
Work anymore? Damn.
Well, I feel like I just did one. I have the certificate on my wall, but somehow, every year, there's another one, and I'm like, blasted, I just did one. It's the same thing.
Oh my God, you sound like Rosenberg. I already did this 5 years ago. Why are you making me do
that
this
is,
again?
That is, yo, 100, yo, listen, 164 slides, this is OD.
Oh
and furthermore, thank you for your call, by the way. And furthermore, if I were you, Laura, if I were a woman, I would say I'm not filling out the sexual harassment. And matter of fact, I feel offended y'all even want to make me do it. This is sexual harassment. That's what I would say.
Who else is on the line?
Yo, we got Shadina.
Hey, Shadina.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good morning, everybody.
What's going on?
What do they make you do at your job?
So I work at Connecticut Dermatology Group in Connecticut. So they make me do an OSHA test and a bloodborne pathogen test every year. And the beginning of this year, I didn't do it. So what they did, they pulled me out of work and brought me in the office and made me sit at the computer all day and do it.
Wait, what's the first exam?
It's OSHA.
What is that?
OSHA it's about, you know, all the things that you have to know about healthcare, as far as like, man, I'm drawing a blank now.
See, this is why you gotta take it.
Wow. Sounds like it was
OSHA,
really
OSHA.
Effective.
You need a refresher.
It's too much.
All right, go ahead.
Now, I was gonna say OSHA is Occupational Safety and Health Administration. I used to actually have to do that when I used to work construction back in the day. So they kind of like are this It's a sort of safety regulators. So they just regulate the safety at your workplace. So
gotcha.
You
kind of
have to do it in certain occupations.
Well, now after talking to her, I feel like you have to do it every year because look, she didn't even remember.
Right.
She didn't remember anything.
You got Lorena.
Lorena, what do you have to do on your job? Hopefully you remember.
Good morning,
what it
guys.
Is.
How are
Good
you?
Morning.
I work for a data center, and today, as a matter of fact, at 9 o'clock, I have a fire extinguisher training class. Mm-hmm. I've got the email yesterday afternoon.
Wait, how long is your training?
For 1 hour, but it's once a year, every year.
But that's not that bad. An hour?
It is. I mean, it's the same thing over and over and over. It's like nothing changes. Like, we've been watching the same videos from 10 years ago.
Yo, it is the worst. And then like, and they bring you into like a room, and everyone has to sit there staring at each other. Like, why are we doing this training again?
Yes, 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 yes. Exactly.
So annoying. Well, we're with you because we got to watch the annoying videos too.
Exactly. We got a Danica.
Danica, what do they make you do with the job?
We do several trainings on programs that we've already trainings and retrains. But the thing that really gets me upset is that we have to do self assessments. Every year.
Yeah. Oh, I hate a self-assessment.
Yeah,
oh, my
How do you
God,
think
you're
you've done
so
this
right.
past year?
How can you improve?
What are you going to be in the next year? Get out
How
of
can
here.
Your supervisor help you improve?
Oh, right. God.
And you know how Laura answers. You know how Laura answers every time.
I couldn't do any better. I gave the top effort of anyone in the whole company.
No, I write. You can give me a raise.
Exactly.
Yeah, we basically have to write about ourselves and big ourselves up, pretty much only for them to shoot us down to say you did all
right. Right.
Where do you see yourself
in the
next
year? And then they give us a 2-week crunch time to just finish the whole self-assessment. And then we have to have I work at a law firm, so we have attorneys reviewing us to tell us whether we did a good job or not. And then we have a meeting with the manager to go over what we wrote versus what the attorneys wrote. And it's just, it's a month long process. So they just opened up our review season. So usually it's like September to December. Mm. So our self-assessments are due at the end of this month, but then we don't have our official meeting until December.
This is terrible, okay?
Yo,
we're over here complaining
it's all terrible.
Over 45 minutes. Yours is terrible.
Yeah, that sounds really, really annoying. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
Sure. Have a good day.
She's my favorite one because I hate a self-assessment because she's so right. You'd be like, oh, I've improved in my communication skills. And then you meet with your boss and be like, actually, you could improve more in this department.
Yeah,
you're
like,
all right, man.
Really?
Why are you even asking me that?
Well, and you're also supposed to rate your boss's work. How does your boss, how do you think your boss views you? And how do you view your boss?
And then
boss?
You
got to
sit with them and say, I thought you were pretty okay this year.
My favorite question is when they go, do we provide you with all the tools for your success?
No.
No.
Don't worry. I brought my own tools to work. It's me, Laura Stiles, employee number one.
I need a pocket protector.
Really, Shawnee? I need a pocket protector?
That's right. You have all the tools provided so I can do an effective job. Make sure the ink doesn't stain my
just let my
shirt
nerd
pocket.
Voice live on its own without having to say the word pocket protector, okay?
That nerd voice reminds me of pocket protectors and broken glasses with the little tape in the middle.
Real people don't wear pocket protectors. I swear to God, that's a TV thing only. I don't think there's a real
I've
person.
I've seen it.
Real nerds?
I've seen it. I've seen
I don't think
people.
I've met a real nerd with a pocket
Bro,
protector.
I've seen it. And I was like, is that a pocket protector?
Yo, I only know the term from movies, I think.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg. That's family, yeah?
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man. What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. 97 minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Woo! Hot 97.
Ebro Law Rosenberg.
I should have took my vocal lessons more serious, man. Mm.
That could have been you.
What you mean?
Yo, man.
You could have been Gruno.
When I was in the Church of God in Christ, man, in the youth choir, man, if I'd have took my, you know, being a tenor more serious, you know what I'm saying?
Could have been
I could hit mean alto notes too. You know what I'm saying?
Go ahead.
I could have been Bruno. Word, do it.
Do that.
I'm not. I didn't practice. You know what I'm saying? Practice.
Tell me
I didn't really stay up on my game.
Through.
You know what I'm saying? I could have been out here. You know what I'm saying? Right. Doing my thing.
Just hit that. I'm gonna leave the door open one time for the people. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, chill out, man. Stop trying to embarrass
I'ma
me.
I'm gonna leave the door open.
Beautiful.
I'm gonna leave the door open.
Ooh. You had a little vibrato right
ooh,
there,
man. I still got it, baby. I still got it.
Chris Brown who, man?
Yeah.
Chris Brown who?
Exactly. Ebro picture, Mars.
Picture Ebro's big ass lumbering on stage.
Yo, I think that would go. Hairy chest out. You know what I'm saying? Man. I think that would be a wave.
Stomping on the stage.
Moves. Yeah. Yeah.
You got what I need.
Yeah, that's more you. You'd be more of a Teddy P.
Right, direct.
Ebro D, you know?
That's whoa. A mean name. Get that hey, Ebro
yo.
D.
Hey,
yo.
I'm out.
Right. Yo, man, you guys said it, baby. That's
now
marketing,
you guys,
baby.
Rosenberg.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg. That's family, y'all.
WQHD-FM, HD1, New York. 97 minutes commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
You are now rocking with yeah, rocking with
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
You already know.
Hot 97.
Ladies and gentlemen, Shawan, where are you from?
I'm from White Plains.
Okay, White Plains, you are calling in today to see if Crystal, this is your partner. Now, when you say partner, you mean like my ace, or do you mean like my life partner?
Like life partner.
Oh, this your girlfriend?
Yeah.
Okay, I respect it. You're calling your partner, say you violated your order of protection and fought a girl. So you have an order of protection against another girl?
No, it's against me.
Why? Because the girl, you already beat up a girl or something? What's going on here?
Yeah, that's what it is. I got into a situation with someone in the past, and the order of protection was put out on me. So now I have to, like, watch myself with that.
Damn. So now you violated it, and you beat the girl up again. The cops are coming.
Yes.
You need Crystal to drop what she's doing and come find you.
Yes.
Wow.
This is a real deal, guys. Ride or die situation. You got 30 seconds to get Crystal to say yes. I'm coming. I'm on my way. All right?
Okay.
All right.
Hello, good morning. Crystal.
Yeah?
So, I just got into a fight with this girl again, and the order of protection was violated. I need you to come get my car for me before the cops pick me up.
Are you serious?
What? Yeah, I'm dead serious. I need you to come get the car for me right now.
Oh, my God. All right.
I can't hear you. Are you about to come?
I said, yeah, you always say some
yes, she's ride or die. Yes, yes, yes. Yes.
Oh, God.
Crystal, yeah, Shawan's ride or die. Very nice.
Yeah.
Really?
You're a ride or die.
She sounded so annoyed, but she's like, I'm coming anyway.
So Crystal, how many times has Shawan been in fights and situations like this?
Once. She's too old to be fighting.
But who's this girl that she had that has an order of protection against, like an ex-girlfriend?
Oh, God. Her cousin.
Her cousin?
Your cousin?
We grew up together, but we're not really family. But it's one of those situations.
Why are you beating on her to the point where she has to have an oral protection?
Oh, I don't let anyone disrespect my mother. When it comes to my mother, I can't let it happen.
Okay, hold on. Right. Now, this is a thing. And how did she disrespect your mother?
Oh, yeah. Very disrespectful. Came and brought, like, three other girls to my house to come fight my mother.
I'm sorry. She came to fight? Why was she coming to fight your mother?
The situation, she came. She called my mom. My mom didn't allow her to come and go as she pleased because she was staying with me at some point.
Okay. Wait. She was staying in your mom's house.
Yes.
And your mom was saying, you can't just be coming and going as you please. You need to let me know what you're doing, blah, blah, blah. And from that, it led to, I'm going to fight you and bring people to your house to fight you?
Bring people to my house because I got involved.
Yeah, you better beat the shit out of that bitch. You better beat that bitch down.
Want to test your ride or die? Email us now at beriderdie@gmail.com. That's beriderdie@gmail.com. I know
you won't. Ebro Law Rosenberg.
In Africa, they have the Basketball Africa League, BAL. It's basically a partnership between the International Federation of Basketball and the NBA. And that's where J. Cole is playing for the Rwanda team.
Okay.
Interesting piece of audio. Shani, do you still have that audio handy?
I do.
Of the, what's this gentleman's name?
His name is, he's a guard over there. He's Terrell Stoglin. Terrell Stoglin.
I remember him.
It's what he says.
The negative part of it is I think he took someone's job that deserves it.
Damn it.
You know, I live in the basketball world. I don't live in a fan world. You know what I mean? So I know a lot of guys who COVID stopped their career and they're still home working out and training for an opportunity like this. And for a guy who has so much money and has another career to just come here and average like 1 point a game and still get glorified, I feel like it's very disrespectful to the game and it's disrespectful to the ones who sacrificed their whole life for this. And the positive side of it, it brings a lot of attention and I guess money. You know, but I don't really pay attention to that type of stuff. I'm more of like, I think there's a negative and I think it's a positive. You know, the negative part of it is I think he took someone's job.
So he's basically saying that Cole took somebody's job. Mm-hmm. That the one slot on the Rwandan team.
Yes.
But my perception of it, and while I understand what he's saying, and for everybody's who, you know, and I'm in love with the game, I don't care about the business part, et cetera, et cetera. It's happening because of the business part. J. Cole brings attention to the fact that there is a basketball league that they just started. This is the inaugural season in Africa. Now, I personally think it's the least the NBA can do because the Africans that have built what you know today as the NBA, the least the NBA could do is create a culture in Africa, in countries, for there to be a pipeline for those individuals and those athletes in Africa to get paid in the NBA. That's the least.
It's also just good business to get more eyeballs and more players down the line.
Yeah, for sure. But, you know, what's this man's name again, Sean?
Terrell Stoglin. Yeah. He went to Maryland, sadly.
Really?
Well, not sadly, because I don't think his perspective is wrong. I just think
it's short-sighted, though. Yes. It's narrow. It's
yes.
narrow.
Yes.
And it sounds like it's tainted with, I get it. Yo, I've been here.
Like
people
hate.
Been here. You're not even good relative to them. You're not even good, and everyone's talking about you, and you're taking someone's slot. But it's short-sighted because so many people, us included, I mean, I talked about this on the Michael Kay Show. None of us even knew what this league was up until the J. Cole story.
Right.
And we're in sports. So you cannot just minimize that by being like, yeah, and I suppose it's doing that too. No, that one spot that is being taken by J. Cole is going to end up benefiting the entire league and maybe future leagues as a result.
Well, and then there's, you know, I think Air Jordan, Pepsi, and Nike are the big sponsors of the league. The other aspect, you know, Cole has a Puma deal, right? I'm sure down the line there's going to be some Puma investment. Because, and the reason I said it's the least that the NBA could do is because at a certain point, all of these corporations that have benefited from black performance
are going to need to not only invest in black communities here in the United States, but in Africa as well. Like, it's where it's going. And so Cole bringing this type of attention to the continent, it's just a win-win in my for this one slot as Rosen. It was one right. slot on a team.
Sound like I hate.
Mean, I mean, yeah. The reason I'm not calling it hate, Shawnee, is because his point of a passionate person who cares about the sport and wants to make sure that people who've dedicated their lives to this sport get an opportunity. I don't want to just poo-poo on that.
But you know what? His statement proves the point. Because if he didn't make a statement about J. Cole, nobody would even care.
Correct.
Yeah, right. His quote was, it's disrespectful to the game.
Right. And I think, right. and look, and they're a lot of, with anything, whether it's music, sports, any acting, the business side of things, those that are purists in it always feel like the business marketing side of things can tarnish the craft. I always, you hear that all the time. You hear it in rap, you hear it in art, you hear it in, you know what I'm saying? But to get interest, sometimes you got to figure out a way to balance the craft and the marketing. And look, man, salute to J. Cole, because look, he's going out there and putting himself out there. Look, it's a dream come true for him. He's definitely not doing it for the money, guys.
Right. He's living his dream.
He's living his dream. He loves the sport of basketball, but I am positive that he understands that his profile.
Oh, that's the biggest reason he's doing it.
He understands what this is for Africa.
Mm-hmm. Now, listen, does it look like a man just walked straight out of a men's league at the Jewish Community Center and onto the court of a professional game?
How dare you?
Yes, it does look like that.
Listen, man, we already not cool with J. Cole. Why are you disrespecting the guy's hoop game?
No, he's good. He just looks like he should be in an adult league in America.
Yo, man, come like the on, best, man.
We like J. Cole, man.
The best player in an adult league in America.
Yo, man.
That's very
Yo, play pride is the devil, man. play that Cole, man.
Psh, that's the one right there.
Yo, this joint is fire. This guy Rosenberg, man. What's wrong with him, man?
That was a compliment.
You think so?
I'd be the worst player in an adult league. I'm saying he'd be the best one.
Listen, man, he's playing in a professional right. Africa league, man.
Making his foul shots, man.
Yo, was that a shot, Shawnee?
No, I'm saying he's making them in. You know what I'm saying? They
making them in?
Oh, yeah.
Again, you sound like Bob Costas over there, pal.
What is happening? This doesn't sound
Yeah,
positive.
I like J. Cole, man. I seen him riding his bike in the city.
No, he went to St. John's, Queens.
Queens.
You
Queens. Know what I'm saying? He's kind of from Queens.
He's got the best album out. That's a fact.
That's a fact. I gave him a head nod when I saw him on a bike.
Did you, man?
He nodded back.
He knew.
He's
like, you know what I'm saying? Queenston, like.
He said culture movement.
Sit up, yep. Sit up.
Culture, Queens.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Hello.
Hello.
Kiara, good morning. It is another episode of Curved. Kiara has reached out to us because you got curved by a man named Tyler.
Yes, I did.
Well, welcome to the program and thanks for sharing. This might be embarrassing for you, but it'll be a great joy for us and our listeners, and that's why we do it. And we appreciate you. I just want to say that.
Thank you.
No problem. Kiara, you went out on four dates with Tyler. They went to a basketball game. They went to a bar.
Okay.
They hung out at her place. They played video games twice.
Nice.
The first two dates both ended in some making out.
Okay.
Some tongue wrestling.
Okay.
Things seem to be going well. However, the last two dates, he has only been giving you hugs and awkward fist bumps.
Oh, no. You've been fist bumped.
What happened here, Kiara? What did you do?
Honestly, I don't know. That's what I'm really trying to figure out. Like I said, like, you know, the first two dates went very well, and I really was feeling this dude. And then all of a sudden, he just switched up on me. And I'm really feeling him, so I'm really trying to figure out what I did wrong.
Okay, well, let's call Tyler. He agreed to come on the program, but he doesn't know you're on the phone. But do not let that prevent you from jumping in whenever you feel compelled.
Okay.
All right, hang on one second. This line, that other one.
Hello?
Tyler!
Hey, what's going on, guys, man?
What's up, fam? Good to talk to you again.
Likewise, bro. Yeah, how y'all feeling?
We good, man. So, Kiara, she reached out to us. We discussed this already. Why are you not hitting the back, man? What's going on? Tell the people.
Man, let me get into it. At first, things was going well. I was feeling them when we first got on our first few dates or whatever, but I just think she was just wasn't giving me that flavor. You know what I'm saying? I was just getting mad friend vibes, you know, like fist bumps, you know? At first, it was like, okay. Then it was like, what the hell happened? What the f*** happened, you know?
And that's it.
Nah, but you didn't tell me that before. You never mentioned that to me before.
Oh, that's Kiara, by the way.
Oh, damn. That's crazy.
Nah, I know. Yeah. We kept that from you, Tyler, but now we're here. Entertain us. Let's go.
Oh, man. What the f***, man?
Sorry, bro. I know.
My bad.
I mean, come on, Tyler. Our first few days, we were just kicking it. And then you wanted to play video games, so you were over my house, and so I did what you wanted. But all of a sudden, I'm like one of your boys. But last time I checked, one of your boys don't got a body like me, though.
Oh.
You were all over the first 2 days.
Yeah, but I thought you wasn't into me, man. Like, I thought, like, you wasn't giving me that, like, all right, I'm about to go to second, third base, slide in the home type vibes.
Slide. Focus on slide, right?
You.
I'm playing video games. I don't like video games. You do.
Uh-oh.
I'm all right. Well, that's a part of me. I can't be the next I thought I was opening myself up. Maybe you shouldn't have said something, you know, because obviously I caught the vibe.
But I'm that's what I'm saying. I'm lost.
So Tyler, you didn't think after all the good times that y'all had together that you could have communicated this vibe offness or this feeling that it was more of like a friendship than it was potentially a situation sexual relationship thing? You don't think you could have had that combo with her?
I just didn't feel it. I just, like, she was just so stuck up into herself that, like, damn. I was good. But, like, and then I tried to, like, over multiple times to be open. She got a body. Her body.
Got it.
But crazy, you felt like if you opened up, she might have been like, yo, shut your b- ass up.
Are you serious, Tyler? I feel like I really opened up my heart to you.
Kiara, first forget tonight, this dude.
Well, no, he felt like she might have been like, yo, bro, shut your bitch ass up and pick your 2K team.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe that is what it was. God.
She might have been like, take your ass to the store with that and get us some Phillies. Word. You know what I'm saying?
It feels like this could have been worked out.
Absolutely. I think it still can.
It feels like you're both interested. You just haven't connected the right way. Maybe it's time to just everyone drop their guards, stop trying to be cool, and in the immortal words of the great Ice-T, girl, let's get buck naked and f***.
There you go. Kiara, you with it? Kiara was good.
Not if he tells me really what's up, because I opened up my heart to him, and he just basically just dissed me in my face.
Tyler, can you fix this up, my guy?
Yes.
Well, there you go. Look, he says, facts, ma. Y'all can have sex with Timberlands on.
Yeah, ma.
You know, with the gang, he fit it. Come on, with the whole.
Oh, my
God. Yes, with the fit it. Yo, Kiara, are you with it?
Come on, meet me at the bus, love. Meet me at the
bus. Kiara's over it.
Come on, Kiara, laugh. You know it's funny.
Actions speak louder than words.
So she's open to it. She acting tough.
Pull up, then. Pull up.
Tyler, Tyler, text her. Tell her to have nothing on but a shirling and some Timbs. She could be naked under her shirling with some Timbs.
Door knocking.
And you pull up and you leave your Timbos on with your fitted. Y'all get it popping.
Yeah.
All right, I don't even honestly, can I tell you the truth though? They are both annoying.
They are. And they're both hard headed.
Like you're hard headed.
But at least Tyler's trying to have fun.
He's trying
to wanna have no fun.
Yeah, Kiara, you're being more annoying, but hopefully y'all can work it out.
Tyler, text Kiara on your own time. Get the buns, my G.
Alrighty. Respect.
One.
Love the show.
No problem. Kiara.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for reaching out. We got your boo back, okay?
Thanks for having me.
Don't be hard headed. Have some fun.
She's like, whatever.
Bye.
Think you got curved? Hit us up right now at gotcurved@gmail.com so we can get to the bottom of it for you.
Rosenberg went out, got a booster shot and a flu shot on the same day.
Bah!
Zombie mode.
Wow.
Yo, right before Halloween. What you gonna turn into on Halloween, son? You gonna go straight Walking Dead on him?
He's growing a tail.
It hit you in the same arm?
Nah, different arms. I'm not an animal.
Oh, come on, man. You should have just went.
Listen, I listened to medical professionals.
I mean, your arms couldn't get any hairier. So if you did turn, if you did go full werewolf or something on him, if you went full teen wolf, nobody would notice. Why do you still got that dirty band-aid on your shoulder? Take that off.
Oh, gross.
Band-aid off.
So, and the first shot, Johnson & Johnson, was how long ago?
April 5th. Yo, Shawnee, you're foul. Is that Shawnee or Cass?
That was me.
Playing this?
Oh, no. Yeah, that's me playing that. That's me playing that. Yo, it's close to midnight. It's close to midnight.
Rosenberg has got a booster shot. Do-do-do-do. He thought it was smart to get a flu shot same day as the booster. And now his eyes are busting out his head. He looks real crazy.
And now a tail.
You shouldn't say that because that's a Jewish trope.
Oh my God.
And so are horns.
And so are horns.
Oh God.
You know, the truth is, the reason I got it done is my mom had been on me. She's been like, as soon as the booster becomes available, you need to get it. So I was like, then she hit me yesterday and she was like, we got the booster. And I was like, I don't know if I'm able to get it yet. And I looked it up and apparently J&J people are already allowed to get it. So went to the CVS website.
They said J&J so raggedy. They threw y'all up on the booster.
Yo, that's crazy.
By the way, I know everyone comes down on the J&J. Hey, knock on wood, the first 6 months of J&J did me right. Took care of me.
But now look at you.
What?
You turned into Vincent Price.
Yo, Shawnee really is worried about me too. I was like, I got both. He was like, yo, man, you got both.
I was like, you wild.
Yeah, he said you wild. He was like, you wild.
You got the flu shot and the booster today?
Yesterday.
Two different arms?
Two different crazy arms.
You going in, I'd be like, slow down, fam. Yo, Tim.
Yo, wait, have you ever done a flu shot before?
No.
Never got a flu shot.
Nah.
I've never got a flu shot either.
But why are you worried, Ebro, about the flu shot having? It's just flu.
I never got it. I was like, I don't need it.
You never felt like you needed it.
One drink at a time. Like, you just going in, double hand.
But I'm not, you know, like, Issa has to get a flu shot for school. So, you know, it's what it is.
I'm hearing that once you get 50, around the corner for you. Do you have chicken pox as a kid?
Yep. I got to get the shingles.
The shingles once you turn 50.
They say that smack racks you.
What
the shingles vax is
you're going
lay
down.
Down.
You're laying down for 2 days. That's what everyone says.
Lay down, stay down.
But
so
also,
if you've had the chicken pox before,
correct?
Yeah.
Then you need the single shot.
Then otherwise, you might get shingles. But you might get shingles anyway, or you might not.
And if you get no,
we don't know.
I think you're very unlikely to get shingles if you get the shingles shot.
Well, I'm saying if you get the shingles shot, you're not gonna get shingles. But I'm saying if you had chicken pox, you may or may not get shingles.
And I've heard that getting it is supposed to be
what happens to you when you get shingles?
It's painful skin. It hurts
your skin
body.
Gets gross?
Yeah.
Skin next gets level. Gross and hurts, and your
and where it shows up on your body might be a disaster. Like it might show up on your face.
Oh my!
But it also
gosh.
Might just show up on your elbow, and it's no big deal. But it also might show up on your.
My Lord.
But yes, it's supposed to be real bad.
Yeah.
I've gotten the flu shot a couple times. I never had an issue with it before. And I've known people who've gotten the flu, and when they got the flu, they got laid down. And I don't even want the flu.
I had both.
2 weeks of laid down.
And the flu was horrible.
You got the flu too?
Yeah, I've had the flu before.
And you were laid down?
Yeah, for like 5-6 days was horrible.
See, I don't remember having the flu.
Oh, you'll remember.
That's what I'm saying. The
flu? You'll remember.
I don't remember being laid down for 5 or 6 days.
Sometimes, yeah, too.
Like, I've had strep. I've had strep.
Nah, strep's not the flu.
Different.
Yeah. Ebro in the morning with Laura Styles and Rosenberg. That's family, yeah.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
G-O-D, CMB.
People think they got the flu because they had a cold for a week and they were sick. The flu, you remember. My sister-in-law was on the bathroom floor for 10 days. She was so hot, she couldn't think. If the flu will lay you down. People are like, yo, I remember when COVID first happened and everyone was going, it's just like the flu. I was like, is that good? Right. The flu is terrible. No.
Well, I think they were meaning you would survive, but there are people who won't survive the flu.
Oh, yeah, every year old people.
Younger and older.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I survived the flu. Yeah, and compromised system.
I got the booster and the flu shot.
There you go,
Rosenberg. You have both in you. You have the flu in you. It's a lot, bro.
But yeah, they're in me. They're in me right now.
They gave you the flu. A port, you know, a variation.
I got a flu shot, Johnny.
And you have, but I'm saying at the same time, and they gave you, it's a lie. It's a lie. That's all I'm saying.
Well, the truth is,
I ain't mad at you.
The truth is,
I don't feel judged.
The truth is, as far as virus and bacteria, we're being exposed to viruses and bacteria every second of every day. Your body knows how to beat them. There are things your body doesn't know how to beat. And so that's why you get a vax so that you can.
I mean, it's
have
not
a
the
better advantage.
Only way. No. Fight. But yes,
but
that's why people do
it. That's why people do it, so they can have a better advantage. You understand what I'm saying?
I wish they would focus in some respects more on health or as an option in terms of nutrition. There's never
well,
the conversation
in general
of nutrition.
That's in general.
Well, so what they since they can't since they can't force people to eat certain things and they can't force people to live a certain way,
they go with
what they have to do is make sure that they provide protections so that viral spread doesn't murder people and kill. Well, let me not say murder, kill people. You understand what I'm saying? Because people will be. They can't control that.
Yeah,
but what they
can
control is saying, hey. This virus situation, we're going to control this, and here's the rules on how we're going to control it.
We're going to force everybody to get it, regardless of your health condition.
Because then we can make sure that your body develops an immunity, and that way when it you won't be a burden on the healthcare system because our healthcare system can't manage mass death and mass sickness.
Although I will say to argue on the other side, they don't care about stressing out the healthcare system with letting people eat poison 24 hours a day.
Exactly.
Because everybody ain't running to the hospital at the same time.
Why don't they ban soda for a year in fast food restaurants?
They did. Remember? They protested.
Yeah.
You remember?
Yo, some of you are saying
freedom
people,
of choice.
You mean
man,
in terms
freedom
of choice?
Freedom of choice.
You talking about?
Freedom to choose, Shawnee.
People
freedom
got mad.
To choose.
They got mad about the big gulps,
right,
remember?
And people getting mad about this.
Yeah.
No, hey, look, I don't, you know I'm about, you know, nutrition. And,
right, but if you force people to be nutritious, did you see?
They're gonna be mad.
Look, I zoomed in on a lot of the photos from the protest to
this.
See if these people were focused on nutrition. And I got news for you.
They're not.
Based on how they look walking across that bridge,
some are.
They're choosing to be unhealthy in any way, shape, or form they can find.
Right.
Smoking, drinking, eating, not being vaccinated, not wearing masks. That's what they're choosing, fam. I'm looking at them dead in the face. You are not taking care of yourself, fam.
Right. And not everybody's really concerned about their health in the most organic way.
So,
and building from
and so,
when they gave people the shots, they gave them Krispy Kreme donuts right after.
Exactly.
So the irony
is crazy. The best thing they can do is try to control the virus.
or these viruses. And that's always, guys, this is all, we talk about this every day.
Right.
This has always been a thing, and it's always been a thing that people fought back against when it was smallpox. There's news articles of protests and people saying, yo, I don't want to take the vax. That was smallpox.
Yeah.
Polio. Same thing.
But guess what? Not a lot of polio these days.
Not a lot of chicken pox. I didn't even know my daughter had the chicken pox vax. I went back and looked at her. It's bundled into the, what is it? The measles, mumps, rubella.
Oh, they add that in now. Now it's MMRCP.
V something. I think it's called a V.
It's a V. They call the CP the V.
Yeah, chicken pox is called something else. It doesn't say chicken pox. It's another vax. But at any rate, that's why I was actually, as a parent, sitting here like, yo, when is Issa going to get chicken pox? And it wasn't until we went through this whole pandemic that I learned. I didn't even know. I did not know that there was a chickenpox vaccine.
But then look at the beauty, the silver lining. If she never gets chickenpox, she won't need to get the shingles vaccine.
No,
when
she will.
Older. She'll still need the shingles
vaccine?
Yes,
because once you have the chickenpox vax, you've been exposed to chickenpox, which now you need the shingles vax either way.
Later.
Later, if you want to do that or if you want to roll the dice. But here's the thing about shingles. I don't know if it just spreads through people breathing. So that's why.
I don't think it does.
But that's going back to this COVID thing. This is about people just being able to breathe and getting other people sick. That's why it was so scary. Right. You know what I'm saying? The infection rate was high and people was just like, wait, I shared an elevator with somebody and now I might die? That's not the case.
No,
a lot of other things.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg. That's family,
you don't know white-ish. Laura done ran out the room.
Interesting timing by Laura to take a bathroom break.
She wasn't paying attention to the clock. She'll be back.
Yo, I'm not going to lie. It may just be in my world because maybe I know too many white people. Although, I'll be honest, it's not just white people, Ebro. Amount of people who are reaching out to me every week being like, yo, I haven't had fun on with a radio segment like white-ish. I'm hearing from people I haven't heard from in years.
Well, A, that's a blessing. B, they must not listen to the show.
Because we bring that heat. But there is something. I guess this is a classic Ebroism, though. People love familiar things.
That's one of the cheat codes. It's one of the cheat codes that a lot of people, you know, when you're arguing with people in the music industry about why y'all don't play the new, how come the new? And it's like, new is cool. People like new.
But really,
that familiar?
It's true.
It's people like love a familiar because it takes you to a time. It takes you to a place. You have an emotional connection.
Right. It's like when my friend Ballard would be like, hey, do you want to come out and see blank band tonight? And it's a band I've never listened to before. And I'm like, not really. No. I don't really want to see a band. Right. I've never heard their song.
Can't sing along.
I want to sing along.
Right.
People love a sing-along. Listen, you don't know why ish. Today, Rosenberg, where are you taking us?
Well, I'm starting off with one you've been sending me every week. So it's apparently Ebro's ready to hear this
one. Okay.
Because he sends this every week.
See, Shawnee.
Really?
Oh, you said it like three times.
I'm with you, Shawnee.
And it's been on my list since the beginning. So
I'm with you.
This is one of the biggest smashes of all time.
Okay.
Legit one of the biggest smashes of all
time. So you're giving him a layup. This is a softball.
Okay.
It should be.
Okay.
I don't know. We'll see.
It's too easy.
You know it already?
Yeah. Everybody knows it.
He's the one who sent it to Rosenberg.
Yeah, he knows it.
Sean knows the Banana Nanner.
Yeah, I know that. That.
Laura?
I mean, I know this.
I know the record, but I don't know who sings it.
You don't know. Okay, well, you know it by voice. Cass, do you know?
Yeah, I absolutely know this one.
Right, you're doing the part I'm doing.
No, but I actually know the artist and the song.
Yeah, but
you do?
A DJ has to have it.
Exactly.
You know this?
I know the song, but I don't know.
I know the song. I know the song. I don't know the artist.
You know the not title now. No, he doesn't.
No, he doesn't.
It sounds like he's like, let it die! Is it called Hey, Hey, Hey?
No.
It's not called Hey, Hey, Hey. Because I'm back in black.
I don't know. Who is it?
I'm back in black. I'm back in black.
Back in black.
It's just called Back in Black.
It's called Back
in
Black.
And it's AC/DC.
Oh.
I would never know that.
What? Cass, did you know that?
I would never know that.
You cannot be a DJ and not
Every
know that.
Every DJ has that.
You have to.
Okay, I know this song.
Laura, I'm surprised
one
of those. You.
Yeah, I don't know this one.
Laura's 90s grunge.
Sometimes.
Emo rock thing.
I feel like
strong.
Sometimes you prop me up too much. I'm not that strong. Sometimes I know.
And
sometimes
then you know
down.
Things I don't know, so that's why I get you.
Yeah, but this is 15 years earlier.
But that's what I said. She right. got her rock right. game, sometimes. Classic rock game is shot.
But we know the song, but Back in Black, which it wasn't black, but I hear you. And AC/DC, I've heard of the group.
Black.
Wearing Black.
Oh, no, the music is definitely blues. They know what they're coming
that,
from.
Yeah.
They know what they're coming from. They're from Australia.
It's a vibe.
Here's another easy one.
Okay.
Are they from Australia?
Maybe oh.
UK.
Yeah, I feel like something like that, right? John, right?
Yeah, Shawnee's got a name. Right?
You
got
to read on it. You got to
okay.
read on it.
Okay.
It makes me want to do that dance again.
What dance?
That Saturday Night Live head bob to the side like I'm wearing a suit.
Two modes. That's it.
R.I.P.
That's his dance only.
Yeah, see? And nothing gets me down.
Before
this is like New
Cross.
York right here.
I'm about to say, you can't, how can you be from New York and not know what this is?
Yeah,
man?
This is New like, York. It's New York all day.
Shawnee has two moves. He either does the SNL. Shawnee either does the SNL head nod back and forth.
Right.
Or like he's plucking a banjo and chewing hay.
Exactly.
Wait, boy, I don't know the song.
I know the song.
Do either of you know who it is yet?
This is classic New York for sure.
Nope. Nobody knows.
Wow. You know it?
Yeah, I know who it is.
Okay. They're not going to get it.
I'm two for two today.
Wait.
There you go, Shawnee.
That was my line. That was my line.
Shawnee, that was my line.
Jump. I was on that early.
Is this Van Halen?
It is Van Halen.
That's right. I should have said it. I was like,
why didn't you say it? You
scared? I don't know. Because I'm like, something like, is it Van Halen?
You can't be scared to get wrong on white issues.
That's the whole point.
You're wrong sometimes.
Okay.
It's all a part of the learning curve.
So far, both songs I knew.
I'm 3 for 3 today, baby. Let's go.
I don't know about this one.
Laura, I'm shocked.
You're shocked every day.
Every day. It's a little old still, remember?
Wow. Now you have
to know this.
I'm losing my religion.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
By who?
R.E.M.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, let it rock.
Yes, it's about. I know this too.
Yeah, Shawnee, yeah.
I set it up. That's me in the corner.
Here we go.
That's me in the spot. Like losing my religion.
Yeah.
Trying to keep up with you. And I don't know if I can do it.
Shawnee?
I do.
Here we go.
But not word for word, like. What's up?
Losing My Religion, the great
Losing
R.E.M.
Losing My Religion.
R.E.M. had a moment right there. That 91.
Yeah, that was 90, huge.
That 91, 92 lane.
All three of those have been very familiar to me.
Wow.
That's good. Okay. You just didn't know artist and title, but you heard it before.
Yeah, I've heard
it's
them.
It's a familiar
So you know
day.
Some white-ish, right?
Yeah, I do know some white stuff.
See?
Let's go. Let's get it.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg. Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David O.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. 97 minutes.
Commercial free.
With Ebro in the Morning, Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Ebro, Laura Rosenberg.
Ah!
Why is
Gloria? Hey! Hey! Oh, yeah. All right, all right.
Charlie by who? Let me see, let me see.
I couldn't tell you.
Does this take all of you back?
Yo, my mom used to love this song.
I was about to say, does this take all of you back to like riding with your mom to the grocery store?
Yeah. This is my mom's.
I know Gloria, but I don't know who sings.
This was everyone's mom's song.
Yeah.
It's a one-hit wonder. Her,
super.
Or two. Her name was Laura Branigan.
Mm. Wait, Ebro, did you know that? Did you know who sings this?
No, I forgot.
Okay. I'm like...
No one knows her.
No one knows. Okay.
I remember when you said the name, immediately, obviously, you saw her the name.
Yeah. You said the name, and I still don't know.
She had one more. She had one more hit.
Still low. But this song is classic, for sure.
Your hair gotta be flowing back and forth. And
you gotta have big hair.
You gotta have big
tease,
hair.
Tease
with the spray. Yo, y'all barely had eyebrows in this era.
Yeah.
Yo, y'all eyebrows in this era was struggling.
Cigarettes in the office all day.
Oh, man.
Acid wash pants up to your.
Ooh. You don't know why it's Ebro Laura Rosenberg. This one chose to see. Do you know White-ish?
Probably do.
This You've one been knocks. Inundated with it your entire life.
Yeah, it's kind of forced down everyone's throat.
That's a fact.
That's the game. That's really the name of the game.
What white stuff has been forced down your gullet?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Your whole life.
Wow. And then some of it, you're like, oh, this tastes pretty good.
Yeah. right.
Some of it, you're like,
No, there's White-ish. That white people do good stuff sometimes.
Well, often when it's
stolen from Birkenstocks are phenomenal. I love a Birkenstock. Skateboarding, snowboarding, that's some good stuff.
I know this.
Title and artist?
Well, I think so.
Well, Laura thinks she knows the title and artist.
All right, hang on, Laura.
Okay.
You
want to
wait? Okay. Go ahead. You want to guess now?
Yes.
Go.
Aerosmith.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There she goes. That one's actually, you know, way earlier than we were, you know, like, then I got familiar with Aerosmith with Walk This Way. Sweet Emotions, like 10 years earlier or something.
72 or something.
It's like the late 70s, I think.
Wow. I was more like Amazing, remember?
Oh, sure. Amazing's way later. That's 90s. That's
I like this.
I do not know this.
It's one of the ones.
I do not.
I know this.
It's one of the ones. You know who it is, though?
I think so. Hold on.
Shawnee,
you know this?
I am lost right now, but I like where where it's
is
going.
Is this Revenge of the Nerds?
Close.
Stranger Things.
When they was on the stage
your man
at the finale.
Boogering them on the keyboard.
Exactly, at the finale.
It's not that. It's love that song, but it's not
this
that.
This is the finale of Revenge of the Nerds.
Oh, it's definitely not that.
What year is this, though?
Mid-70s?
I thought this was 80s.
I know those chords.
It's like,
but you're right.
I don't know what sings it, but it's like teenage something.
The the drums are off.
Yeah, the keyboard, yo. He needs to catch up.
Yo, pull these dudes,
he needs to catch up.
Hang on, man. Who are these? Yeah, you should work with them.
Out here in the fields. In the fields.
Right, sound like slavery.
I clearly wasn't alive, which is why I heard it probably 81 and thought it was the 80s.
I can see why, like, some songs you gotta just dance to the words and not the beat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're able to just dance into the words and... You know what I'm saying?
What's off about the beat to you?
The keyboards are off.
The keyboard
the
is off.
The keyboard the and the drum rhythm isn't syncopated and pocketed.
This isn't Mad Movie, Shawnee. Don't ask me which one.
It's like drill rap.
I like drill rap.
Yeah, it is.
You mean that? Yeah, and then when the drums come in.
This right here.
That's Matt Famous.
Don't raise your eyes.
I can honestly say I've never heard this.
I've never heard it.
At least I've heard it. I think it's like Teenage Nightmare or Teenage Something, right? Am I close?
The problem is the song title has nothing to do with the name of the song.
Yes. What is it called?
Does anyone have an idea on the group?
No.
It's one of the most famous rock bands of all time, Ebro, you said?
Yeah, it's up there, but...
Among the most famous rock bands.
If you're in rock, for sure.
You will all know the name of the band. That I will guarantee. You'll all be like, but you don't know that.
Okay.
The song's called Baba O'Reilly, which has nothing to do with...
Baba O'Reilly.
You're thinking, Laura, of the parentheses, basically, which is Teenage Wasteland.
Okay. I know it's Teenage Something. Yeah.
And the group is The Who.
Oh, gosh.
I know The Who.
Of course.
I know The Who.
I would have never gotten the name Baba O'Reilly.
Kick them drums in. You know what I'm saying? Smash the guitar on stage.
All that?
Yeah.
All that?
I can't believe... But Cass, the biggest shock to me is that Cass has never heard that song.
No.
It's in maybe 25 movies.
Yeah, like, that's... I've heard it because of movies.
It is like drill rap. It's offbeat, and the song name has nothing to do with the song. So, you know.
Wait, what was it? What is it called? Baba Ganoush?
It's not called Baba Ganoush.
Baba Ganoush.
Teenage Wasteland. Baba O'Reilly. But Teenage Wasteland will get you there.
O'Reilly.
I don't know anybody that calls him Baba O'Reilly by its actual name, though.
Write that down.
Everybody says Teenage.
Let's go. Let's get it.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Styles and Rosenberg.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
Smash like that.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Hey, yo, it's time for the Groove, Shawnee Coulter and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The Guru, Laura, at gmail.com. Where the gurus unite to heal, to help, to love you in your time of need.
Sorry.
Shawnee Coulter.
Cleansing the air.
Cleanse the air. Zen it up in here.
Sorry,
And Rosenberg, lead us in breathing exercises. Tell us who's in need of our help, Rosenberg.
The Guru Laura at gmail.com. The Guru Laura at gmail.com.
And through the nose, through the mouth.
I love your show. I listen every day. My wife and I celebrated our wedding this past October.
Okay.
And our relationship from day one has been amazing. We've had our fair share of disagreements, but have always worked through whatever challenges we've encountered.
Okay.
We also see a counselor regularly to help us seek greater understanding and empathy. The dilemma I'm facing is, I believe my wife may have an irregular relationship with a female friend. By irregular, I mean an emotional affair. This friend is someone she knew before we met, and apparently they're only friends, and nothing has ever come up. When I questioned her friend's sexual orientation, maybe an attraction to her, she says it's not her concern and not an issue. I've witnessed her behavior and demeanor shift after talking to this person. Similarly, this person is visibly uncomfortable around me and refuses to make eye contact or address me directly.
That's weird.
I've had several encounters with her, and the few conversations I've had with this friend, all she seems to do is belittle me and throw shade my way. To top it off, my wife reaches out to this person the minute I'm away or not giving her as much attention. I've tried addressing it several times, only to be guilt-tripped into feeling my thoughts are irrational. That's called gaslighting, my friend. I think someone is I think something is going on here. Something's going on. And I don't know what else to do. Should I tell her that I feel this relationship is threatening ours? Or do I write it off? Please help. Ooh, a doozy on a Wednesday.
It's a doozy.
Is it?
I think it's a doozy.
It is. If someone you're in a relationship with has a platonic or whatever relationship with somebody outside your relationship, even if they're not physically, if there's nothing, she could be telling the complete truth.
Right.
Like there's nothing going on. But the energy of that relationship comes into our home or our relationship and causes a problem, that's a problem.
I agree with that.
Right? Yeah, that's a problem. You don't even have to go down. You don't even have to go down the path of like, are y'all messing around or any of that. You don't have to get accusatory. You just have to say, listen, that relationship changes your mood in our relationship. I don't like that. Change that, fix that. You're going to have to, because you can't just keep bringing negative energy into our unit from something that doesn't have anything to do with us.
You're correct.
And it also doesn't help that the other woman is very distant and brings
that's how you
really
know
shady energy when he's around.
Honestly, that part's an important piece to focus on, like that specific part.
Right.
Because the truth is, all of us have probably had relationships where our girl or man had a friendship with someone of the opposite sex.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. You could tell they had a little bit of like a connection, not sexual, but like they were connected in some way.
They locked in.
And maybe you could even tell the dude or girl liked your partner. But because they treated you with respect and because your partner was honest about it, you were kind of like, eh, they're cool. Yeah, right. I get it. He has a crush on her. Why wouldn't he? But nothing's going to happen. It doesn't matter.
And I trust her.
And I trust her. And he seems like a good guy. It's all good.
Right.
The second they shade you,
yeah,
that's when it's like, whoa, whoa,
what's
whoa,
going
whoa,
on
whoa.
Here? Right.
This isn't cool anymore.
Right.
Right.
Well, and, honestly,
and then
it's
add
his girl's
that to the first
job.
Part.
And then to the first part.
Your friend moves funny around me. And after talking to your friend, your energy's off.
Or why when we get to a fight, the first thing you do every time is call them? Or the second I go away, that's who you call every time?
Yeah, but I think it's the girl's job to make that transition in that relationship easier. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like me with my friends, like you always have to bring them in. If your partner is a huge part of your relationship, you have to include him. And the fact that they're being shady doesn't sit right with me. Something's up.
Listen, if I have a friend who's shady, ever been shady to who I'm in a relationship with, then I'm not hanging out with that person.
Right,
also.
And that's what I'm saying. It's
like
this girl's
person doesn't
to
get
make sure
that,
that's smooth.
Like, you're not, we not cool. If you're not cool with who I love, and you're not treating the person that I love with genuine love, then we not just, I'm just not hanging around you no more.
Right,
right. Well, like what we're doing,
that's being an adult. That's just how it is.
And I'm telling you, like, yo, you act funny around my girl. Like, we can't be cool.
Right, right. Well, we don't know how long the relationship, the marriage has been in effect or how long the friendship has been.
Married? The marriage has only been in effect since October.
Yeah, they're married. Well, he said they celebrated and they've been going to therapy too. So I was wondering about that part.
No, I assumed he meant he said they celebrated their wedding in October.
Right.
So they just got
So they just got married, but recently. They've been in therapy before, too.
Yeah, stated. It sounds like they'd already been in some sort of therapy.
It sounds like this is a topic to bring up in therapy.
But right.
Right. Therapy might
Wait,
be
y'all
a
y'all going
kill.
To therapy and still writing the gurus?
I mean,
I got
always,
questions.
Always
Maybe
write
therapy
the gurus.
isn't helping, because it is a very touchy subject. It's like, what, it's their friendship.
I right? think maybe he hasn't brought it up.
It makes you seem insecure, but when you know, you know. You feel it. You like, yo, like you said, the energy shifts.
Read this letter in therapy with her sitting there.
Yes.
You should read this almost verbatim to your therapist and your wife.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
She needs because to hear this. And if she, it like, come on, man. Like, one of these things has to give. Y'all hang out whenever I'm gone. You call whenever we're in a fight. She acts funny. She cannot look me in the eye. She says shady things towards me. I don't like the vibe I get.
Mm-hmm.
Like, something has to give. She has to acknowledge one of those things.
Right.
She can't just be gaslighting you. No, what? No, all of it?
Shutting you down all the time. No. And we're clear that the onus is on her. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yes. And, I mean,
as the middle person between her friend and her husband,
Absolutely.
The onus is on her.
Now, listen.
I mean, I think so.
What does he do?
He brings this up in therapy.
Yeah.
Yes, they read the letter.
Read this in therapy. I mean, listen, is there a world in which we were talk to his wife and she'd explain that he's crazy and jealous and there's nothing there and we would change and be like, oh, you know what? She's
yeah, could
right.
Be.
You're crazy. Sure. That is possible, is but you
world,
wrote us.
Is there a world where the friend is shading this because they know that the person who wrote us has done bad and is a faulty person and the reason they treat you funny is because that's why y'all are in therapy, because I don't even really like you like that anyway and I didn't agree with y'all getting married. Now you're writing a radio station because you're not even bringing up the truth in therapy. That's why I don't even... That's why I look at you sideways. It's because you do dumb-ish, like write a radio station when you're already in therapy. And the reason you was in therapy is because you're a bad person.
So
always write the guru. Wow.
Yeah, stop dissing the writing the radio station part. But the other part, he's right about.
See, he's like
he is right, though, that if this dude sucks, this is also how the best friend would act. Right?
Yeah.
Like, she could be a totally normal girl's
best friend like, mm-hmm.
and they never mess with you, and they think you're a bad guy. That is possible. And we don't know
and
if
then we
bad.
Find out that you tried to holler at her on the side before y'all was married, and you was DMing girls in the clique or something. Who knows what you was doing?
But assuming none of that's true, then yes, your girl needs to hear you out, and you should talk about it in therapy.
Read the letter in therapy. So, say the guru.
Damn.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Straight, no weakness.
Yeah, a little follow-up would be cool. Ebro stayed flipped on you, but it's facts in there. For sure.
Because usually the girl's friends is acting shady because they don't like you.
But,
you done. They know something that you did because your girl gave them some info, and their job is to be shady to you to keep you humble and let you know that it ain't all good. We know. She loves you, so she's still rocking with you, but... We got her back, just in case you do that dumb ish again. You know what I'm saying?
Ebro in the morning. Wake up. With Laura Stiles and Rosenberg, Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.